I'm Tracy Ellison. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. A senator says goodbye.
You have to work with the other side in order to do it. And I'd have to say every bill that I've had has been almost unanimous.
But first, looking back at the 2024 legislative session, Senate Republican leader John Braun says the three new laws on police pursuits, parental rights, and income taxes that came from the citizens of the state highlight the session.
I think that's an enormous win for the people of the state of Washington. Three areas: repealing the changes made to our pursuit law in 2021 that have made it so hard for law enforcement to maintain law and order around our state, the increased involvement of parents in the education, allow them more access to the children's educational materials, and then finally, the prohibition on the income tax, either at the state or local level. These are big deals for the people of the state of Washington, and I think that's a big win for everybody.
He says the laws go into effect in June, and one will be immediately obvious.
I think the thing they'll notice the soonest and will have the most impact is actually the rollback of the tragic changes made to the police pursuit bill in 2021. And I don't think that means law enforcement is just going to chase everybody out there, but that gives them the flexibility, once again, just like every other state in the country, based on reasonable suspicion, to pursue when it makes sense, when they can do it safely, and when they can maintain law and order. I think that's going to make an immediate difference across the country, across the state, rather, in terms of enforcing our laws and returning law and order to our state. Beyond that, there's a number of things. I think the biggest win for the people of the state of Washington was a pushback on both a state and local increase in the property tax, increasing the rate at which property taxes could increase. And also, we held on the real estate excise tax, which have driven up prices for renters across the state. So I think those are also big wins. There's some negatives as well. I would say probably the biggest one is the bill that will single out a single large utility in our state and allow them to submit a special integrated service plan that will allow them to write down costs, accelerate their transition from gas to electricity, which inherently is nothing wrong with that. But when they write those costs down early and they start transitioning folks, it's going to mean huge utility increases for people across the state. We're talking, their own estimate is 37% increase initially for electrical customers and up to 150% increase for gas customers. That's going to be really hard for the people of the state of Washington to afford.
Braun says there seemed to be a shift in the way the legislature approaches homelessness.
I think what stands out is a recognition that money isn't the main obstacle here. We have invested literally billions of dollars in going after homelessness over the last two cycles at least. Money is not the answer. We have to get a better job with policy. We have to find a way to get folks not just off the street into housing, but get them into treatment. Getting them into housing alone, I think, is pretty clearly not doing the job. So I think you're seeing a shift away from just throw more money at the problem to let's actually find policy that's working. Let's look at the systems we have across the state. Many of them aren't working at all, but there are some that are working. Let's invest more in the ones that are working, the ones that are actually getting folks off the street, the ones that are getting them treatment, whether it's behavioral health treatment or substance abuse treatment, and helping them return to a normal life. Let's invest in those, and let's stop investing in the ones that are not getting the job done.
The state House passed a rent control bill, but it died in the Senate.
I think the folks who advocate that, I believe their interests are good, that they're concerned about people having high rents, increasing rents across the state, so I don't begrudge them that. I just think their policy is 100% wrong. This is a policy that's wrongheaded. There's tons of economic studies out there that say rent control doesn't work long-term to bring down rates. In fact, it was pretty obvious as that bill got discussed and it came over from the House and ultimately didn't make it out of the Senate Ways and Means Committee. We heard from a lot of folks and it was pretty clear that what we really need in our state is more investment in rental properties. We need more places for folks to rent. That's what will drive the price down and make it stable. And if we were to pass a rent control bill, that would stop investment in our state almost immediately. People are not interested. Folks who can afford to invest in Washington, they want to invest in Washington, but they want a regulatory environment that works for them and ultimately will work for renters. So wrong policy. Hopefully we're on a better path and ultimately will bring rents under control and stable long term.
Senator Linda Wilson announced that she would not be returning to the Senate after 10 years in the legislature. Wilson says the bill she's the proudest of is the Tiffany Hill Act that provides electronic notifications to domestic violence survivors. She only wishes that it had passed sooner.
We had a very tragic incident in Vancouver, and a young mother and Marine was killed. She was murdered by her husband, and the sad thing about it was, had the bill passed, I think she would be alive today, because it did exactly what we were hoping it would do for domestic violence victims. He sat in the parking lot for 20 minutes before he had the gumption to get up and go and shoot her through the windshield. That hit me very hard because she had three young children and they were all in the car with her. And when that happened, I just thought, oh, if my bill had only gotten through, she would have been notified. She'd have been on that program. She'd have been notified that he was there and either had gone into school and locked it down or whatever. It gave her a little bit of time to figure out what to do because she always knew. The community was amazing. They wanted to pass it in her name. They didn't want her to die in vain. And so her name lives on with that bill, and I'm very proud of that. I've championed a lot of bills that never got a hearing. Emergency powers was one of those after we were shut down for however many days during COVID. I thought that legislature needed to weigh in on that, have more say. And that hasn't happened yet.
Wilson says she quickly learned the importance of developing relationships with her legislative colleagues.
Yeah, come in with big, grand ideas, and particularly when you're in a minority, you don't always get your way. So you have to work with the other side in order to do it. And I'd have to say every bill that I've had has been almost unanimous coming out of either the House or the Senate. So convincing the other side that it's important, and it's important for the people. And that's, I think, what all of my bills have done. I think anybody coming up here has to understand that they have to work with the other side. And you always get a better product when you work with the other side. Pros and cons, everybody's not going to be happy all the time, but certainly if you can get good policy through, that's important. And that's important for the people of Washington. I think that they need to understand that their legislators are here working with them, for them.
The Elephant in the Dome is the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.